谢谢美玲今天挑的诗歌，好，很能够配合我今天的讲题。
Thanks to Maylene that picked all these hymns that are to complement the sermon today.
今天也非常高兴看到 Lily 带了她的弟妹的姐姐在我们当中 ，Anne， 我们欢迎你。
So also we happy that to have Anne to bring his the friends over here.
好，请坐。她是生平第一次去教会。
And this is the very first time in her life ever been to a church.
所以我们特别欢迎她。
We especially give her thanks.
我们教会最近在进行执事提名的工作。
So our church is going in the process of nominating the new deacons.
很感谢神，我们到现在为止呢，在过去两个月这个过程已经算了完成了。
So we thank the Lord that for the past 2 months that we have finished the process.
那今天我就准备了这篇信息。
So I prepared this message.
是对大家讲的。
And this is for everyone.
也是特别。对我们教会服事的一些执事们讲的
And also especially for those deacons who serve the church
希望我们一起来学习做耶稣做众人的仆人
So let's learn together to be a servant to God also to church
好那今天我们首先要看的经文来自圣经马可福音第十章四十二到四十五节
So today's message is according to Mark chapter 10 verse 42 to 45
耶稣叫他们来对他们说你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们有大臣超权管束他们
But Jesus called them unto him and said to them Ye know that they which are accounted to ruler over them the Gentile exercise the leadership over them Okay and their great one exercise authority upon them
所以这边耶稣提到好在世上的尊为君王的或是治理者他们是治理或是管束
So over here, they talk about the governors or the king, the princess. They are trying to rule over, exercise their authority.
而且他们有权柄。
And they have authority.
但是耶稣所谓的领导呢，是不一样的领导。
But however,
只是在你们，对不起。
Yeah, but however, Jesus has talking about the different type of the leadership.
只是在你们中间不是这样，你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。
But so shall it not be among you?But whoever will be great among you shall be your minister.
这个用人也可以翻成仆人哈。
So over here, minister can be a servant.
所以大家请不要把服侍人当做你们家的下女或是来用哈。
So don't treat your the people who serve God as your servant at home.
好，耶稣说他所谓他的领导方式是什么？在你们中间谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。
So the method from Jesus is whoever to, of you who will be chief shall be a servant of all.
因为人子来就是耶稣自己来不是要受人的服侍乃是要服侍人并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
For even the son of man, that's Jesus, come not to be ministered unto, but the minister, and to give his life of ransom for many.
所以耶稣这里提出他的领导方式是他从底下来服侍人。
So the Jesus' leadership style is from bottom up.
而且他这边特别提到，他来了一个非常重要的目的，是舍命做多人的赎价。
But one of the main purposes is that he gave his life for ransom, as for many.
而耶稣这样的服事，成为服事耶稣的人，跟随耶稣的人的一个榜样。
So the attitude that for Jesus to serve become an example for us to follow.
好。那么耶稣借着这段经文呢说明他的领导跟世俗的领导是不一样的
So Jesus differentiates his leadership from the world's leadership
在世界上君王治理大臣超权管事是从上往下的领导
So in this society the rulers rules and from the up top down
但是耶稣他有为首的身份却是以仆人的样式来服侍众人他是从下往上提携式的领导
But Jesus himself is a master, but yet he's a bottom up to serve others.
好，我们可以看看耶稣是，我们可以说他是全世界应该是最聪明的人，对不对
？So I can see that Jesus is the most smart, the intelligent person in the world.
宇宙的君王，宇宙的君王管理一切，但是他提出这样的领导，有什么原因呢？
So that Jesus, that who lead with his leadership as compared to the Prince of Lords over the land.
好我们来看看这个在澳洲领导基金会所做出来一个领导方式风格还有分析
So this is a study from Australia. They are they are study on the leadership.
好，叫领导模式效率与参与度的分析。
So they are study the participation versus authority.
我们看左边是一个领导权威的箭头。
So on the left side is the degree of authority.
越往上表示那个权威越大。
And the higher it goes, the more dominant the person.
但是底下的这条线讲到团队的自主权、自主性，越往那边走，就是自主性越强。
So on the bottom toward the so this is the autonomy. So that's whether the people participate or not.
所以你看这个橘红色的颜色还有蓝色。
So you see the blue color and also orange color.
它打出分数。
So there is a percentage.
它打出领导的风格，还有他所花的功夫。
So that's they talk about how much effort and versus his style.
但是右边的蓝色呢是讲到团队的参与还有他的效率。
But yet under the blue color, the column is about the efficiency.
你们坐在后头的可能这个幅画看不清楚啊，有没有谁愿意现在往前坐？我要问你一些问题。
And so, for the people who probably on the back, probably you cannot see.
我知道他在他的以前的上班地方是参与高层的领导哈。
So yeah, so let's if you can move to the front, you can see it and participate.
然后那个Catherine, Santa Maria, 你自己做老板的，现在请你往前坐。
So Catherine, can you also move up? Yeah, so let's move up because we don't have an empty guest in the front.
然后你们看这个图画会看得清楚一点哈。
So that you can see better that way too.
好。所以从左边开始，我们往从上到下的这个我们叫蓝哈，就是他的这个领导的风格呢，从控制型到指挥型到劝诫型。
So the style for the leadership on the left hand side is from the dominant and the direct or participate.
那中间呢就是大家一起合作型的哈，还有就是引导型或是联络型的。
So in the middle, they are all coordinate or guiding and or collaborating.
但是在右边这一 column 呢，它是从 delegate 就是派委任，或是 empowering 就是把这个授权给你，或是 participate 它只是参与而已。
So on the very right hand is a delegation, empowering and participating.
然后你看有白的圆圈和黑的圆圈。
So you see the white dots versus the black dots.
那白的圆圈代表是领导人，黑的圆圈代表他下面跟随他的人。
So the white color is the leader, and the black dot are those followers.
好，我想问你们，你们说耶稣的领导是属于哪一类型
？So what do you think the style for Jesus?
Pastor Ray.Pastor Ray, which one do you think is? Lower right. Participating or empowering?
Either the on the lower right is empowering or participating.
Participating? You think it's participating? 好，一个人带了三个人，然后大家一起来做。
So the participating is he's one of the team members. They work together.
那 empowering 中间那个人就是授权给他们，他这站在外边了，用这三个人自己去做。
So empowering is giving authority for the three people and let them do the work.
好，那么有没有谁要给我一些答案？你觉得耶稣的领导风格，根据他刚刚讲的那句话
？So what do you think? What's the style for Jesus?
Empowering, 授权是哈，好，肥布斯很聪明哈，他看到那个数字了哈，这个授权给别人的那个分数是两边都是最高的。
So if you look at the empowering, both the effectiveness and the participation are both had the high score.
它是效率是最大的。
That's most efficient.
但是我想哈，耶稣刚开始带门徒的时候呢，他是从左边慢慢移到最后移到右边。
But if you look at Jesus' style, he moved from the left, and then gradually as the disciple matures, that goes to the right.
他领导他服侍到一个地步，他不自己做，完全授权给他的门徒去做。
So that he at the end he just give all the empowering his disciple to serve.
耶稣曾经在约翰福音十四章这么说过一句话。
And Jesus mentioned that in John chapter 14.
他说你们看见我做的事情。
So Jesus said, if you, for you to see what I have done.
将来你们要做比这更大的事。
And Jesus said, you will be doing greater things.
为什么呢
？Why is it?
因为他把你训练好，派你出去，由你去增生。
And so because Jesus has discipled us, and then so we can go out to preach.
所以你可以看到耶稣在世上三年半花了很多时间在训练他的门徒身上。
So you can see that Jesus spent 3.5 years in this world and to train his disciples.
等到他升天之后怎么样？他完全派给他的门徒去做他要做的事情。
Once Jesus ascended to heaven, then he all relied on his disciples to preach the gospel.
他要的是一个倍增的模式。
So the Jesus star is a multiplication model.
我们从这个数字的比较来看哈，假如是一二三四五一个一个的增长的话。
So if you grow one at a time, so that from 1 and 2 to 2 to 3.
到了第三十代的时候呢，是三十。
So up to the 30th generation, then you got 30 people.
但是假如是倍增式的模式的话，
But if you go the multiplication style,
你看到在第三十代的时候多少人？
But once you get to the 30th generation,
是5,387,000.
That's 536 million people.
我把这个给大家看的原因啊。
So the reason I want to show you this,
这是耶稣心目中他要的一个国度扩展的一个图画。
And it is the plan from Jesus' heart for the God's kingdom to multiply.
他要每一个跟随他的人，
He wanted every follower,
经过训练，
after being discipled,
经过生命被改变，
being changed, their life being changed,
他们可以去做神委托他们的事情，
so that God can ask them to carry out what God intended for them.
但是不止如此，
but not only that,
还要你去训练另外一个人。
But Jesus wants us to disciple others.
你训练出来的人做跟你做的一样的事情。
So that the people that being discipled will do the same as you did.
他除了自己来服侍之外，他也培养另外一个人去服侍。
So that not only him being discipled to serve, but also to serve others.
所以我希望我们教会的弟兄姐妹们，大家都有一样一个观念。
So I pray that everybody in our church.
我们不是来做做礼拜就好了。
Well, not just come to for the worship.
你要有一个更高的神呼召你出来的一个理想。
But you need to know the purpose that God, why God put you in here.
神要你去增生其他的人。
And because Jesus wants you to disciple others.
这就是从下领导的一个很好的方式。
This is what a bottom up style.
耶稣没有从上吩咐人就做这做那。
Jesus did not sit on the top and ask people to do just follow what he said.
他从下培养、更改、调整、训练。
So he is on the bottom. He was trying to nourish, trying to change, trying to adjust to help people.
使神的国度能够倍增。
So that the God's kingdom can multiply.
所以我希望我们教会以后呢，当我们新年度的执事出来的时候。
So I wish that the new deacons be coming to serve next year.
我们每一个人都可以眼中观察好哪一个人是我下一个要培育的人。
So that we will all spot, try to identify whom is the one that you need to disciple.
让他们都成为主的门徒，都参与服事。
So that they will all become a disciple to serve the Lord.
然后他的工作交出去之后。
But once the job is passed.
他不能停止工作。
So he will not stop working.
你如果停止下来，你该做什么？
Now you need to do what?
你应该去培养另外一个人。
So you need to disciple others.
好，所以今天我们要来看看哈，耶稣是信徒服侍人的动力跟榜样。
So let's see, Jesus is the motivator and example for those who serve.
好，我们一起来祷告。
So let's pray.
亲爱的父神，
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们感谢你的话语给我们很清楚的教导。
We thank you for your words that clearly to teach us.
你把一个国度的意象摆在我们的面前。
And give us the vision of your kingdom.
我们也看到你的早期门徒确实实践了你的愿望。
And we can see that all the disciples in early days did fulfill your plan.
他们不但在耶路撒冷。
They are not only in Jerusalem.
在犹大。
在 Judea,
也去到撒玛利亚。
And also to Samaria.
之后去到欧洲。
And to Europe.
然后去到中亚洲
and to the far east
然后去到亚洲
and to Asia
然后又去到南美洲跟非洲
and to North American and South American and Africa
把福音传遍在世界各大洲各大洋
and they spread the gospel to all these different continents
但是今天世界上70亿的人口
but today in this world we have 700 million people.
还有很多人，很多人没有听信福音。
And there yet still many people has not yet heard the gospel.
求主帮助我们每一个人成为你的门徒。
We pray that everyone will be a your disciple.
成为服侍你的人。
And be a your servant.
让我们从耶稣的身上看到他的动力和榜样。
And through the Jesus that we can learn what is your motive, your motive and the example.
求主将你的圣灵今天来教导我们。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will teach us.
给我们一个受教的心。
Give us a teachable heart.
我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那耶稣是信徒服侍人的动力跟榜样。
And Jesus is the motivator and the example for those who serve.
我想跟大家在这一点分享三件事情。
So I'd like to share with you for three points.
对于服侍神的人来说
，As a servant to the Lord.
首先，我们要感恩有学像耶稣的机会。
So the first one, we need to have a grateful heart to have the opportunity to like Jesus.
耶稣给人最强烈的印象就是他是神的仆人。
And the Jesus gives the most important things for us is that he is God, that he is a servant of God.
所以当我们被呼召出来做仆人的时候
So as we've been called as a servant,
我们有最好的学像耶稣的机会
And we have a the best opportunity to learn, follow Jesus.
好，我们看看哈，我们对耶稣的形象有哪些基本的一些概念呢
So let's see what are all the image of Jesus as a leader.
我们不要以为做耶稣的仆人就是扫扫地呀、倒倒水呀、做些微不足道的事情。
So to be a servant of God is not only to do all these small things like clean the floor or give people water.
神的仆人跟我们心目中仆人的观念不太一样。
So but the leadership from Jesus is different than what we're doing.
好，神的仆人，我们看耶稣首先他什么？他是一个先知，他是一个教师，他指明真理。
So as the image for Jesus, he is a prophet, he is a teacher, he tells the truth.
所以我们学习做仆人的怎么样？要明白真理，要实践真理。
So as a servant of God, we need to understand and to know the truth.
第二个我们看到哈，耶稣做的是什么？他行了很多神迹奇事。
And the other things is like Jesus is a miracle worker.
他基本的动力是什么呢？
Now, what is his motivation?
他怜恤人的软弱。
He has a compassion to man's weakness.
所以他要恢复人身心灵的健康。
So he's trying to strengthen people's their body, their mind, and also the spirit.
所以我们服侍人的人，做神仆人的人呢？
So as a servant for God,
我们也要对人有一个怜恤人的心肠。
We need to have a compassion to others.
尽力去帮助人的需要。
And to help others.
第三个，我们看到耶稣很基本的形象，就是他是造就门徒的师父。
And thirdly, he is the master who trains the disciples.
他提升门徒的生命能力和任务。
He uplifts the people's life, ability, and the task.
那我们做神的仆人的人要常常想到哪一个人是我可以去培养出来的人。
So as a servant of God, then we ought to see whom we can also disciple.
那另外一个神给他一个单独非常重要的任务是背负人类的过犯，他有一个救赎的任务。
And there's another duty that Jesus did that only he can do is to bear the sin for the transgression.
所以他是以一个仆人身份做所有这些。
So he been carry out all these things based on as a servant of God.
所以做一个神的仆人是非常尊贵，但是不容易。
But to be a servant of God is very honorable, but is very difficult.
好，那么我们看看圣经对上帝仆人的形象的描写。
But then let's also take a look at the Bible, how they talk about the servant of God.
这也是今天我要讲的最主要的一段经文。
And that's the main point I want to make.
来自以赛亚书四十二章一到四节。
And so that's from the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 1 to 4.
看哪，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的。
And behold, my servant, whom I uphold, man elect, in whom my soul delight.
我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。
I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment out to the Gentile.
好，所以这边提到是神所呼召、神所拣选、神所喜悦的，而且被神的灵所运用的人。
So over here that you talk about the God's elect, God's so pleased, and the God who gave this Holy Spirit.
而今天我们教会的执事经过大家的选举提名，你们就是神所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的。神已经把他的圣灵赐给了你们。
So for those people who serve, then God already elect you, and God has the pleasure, and also have give us the Holy Spirit to serve Him.
而且这个公理这个字呢，在一到四节这段经文出现了很多次。
So over here, the judgment or the truth.
那所以在神的眼中，神的仆人所要做的一件事情呢，就是这个真理的传讲非常的重要。
So that over here, they emphasize that one of the things that the servant has to do is to proclaim the truth.
不但是真理，而且分辨对错，事情做的对，有正确的判断力 ，judgment 是非常重要的。
So this truth is not just a truth, but also has the sense of a discerning. To over here, use the words judgment.
好，我们看第二节哈，他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不是肩上听见他的声音。
He shall not cry nor lift up.And nor cause his voice to be heard in the street.
这一段话讲到一个仆人的心态是什么？
So over here, they talk about the attitude of a servant.
他不沽名钓誉，我们中文说沽名钓誉。
So that means that he doesn't go out to seek for fame.
他也不求人脉或者去造势。
And he is not trying to cause a rally and try to make an event.
我们知道许许多的政客哈，或是竞选的时候怎么样，要去做很多造势活动。
So that like we know that as in this world, all the politicians when they try to get elected, they make an event.
所以这边告诉我们，神的仆人怎么样，是安安静静的做他要神要他做的事情。
But yet, as over here mentioned that God's servant ought to be quietly and do God's work.
好，第三节哈，压伤的芦苇它不折断，将残的灯火它不吹灭。
So over here now, the verse 3, a bruised weed, the reed shall not be break, then the smoking flax shall not be quenched.
他凭真实将公理传开。
He shall bring forth judgment unto truth.
所以现在公理这个字又出现了一次。
So over here, come on with the judgment or truth.
但是这边我们看到一个神的仆人怎么样？
So let's see what as a servant
有非常巨大的对人类的苦处的怜悯心
and he has a strong compassion to people's sorrow.
好，那第四呢？他不灰心，也不丧胆，直到他在地上设立公理。
So he shall not fail nor be discouraged until he has a set judgment in the earth.
这边我看到哈，就是坚守直到任务完成。
So that he stay fast.Until the truth is fulfilled.
所以公理在这四节经文里面出现了三次。
So over here, the truth or judgment has to show up three times.
我们看看耶稣在传道的生涯当中，他是不是常常觉得人群众来找他，来找他喂他们吃哈，给他们医治疫病赶鬼，常常叫说这不是我最主要的目的。
So like Jesus, that as people come to him for healing to get food, but Jesus said, this is not my main ministry. Because it took away the time that he was proclaiming the gospel.
好，那海岛都等候他的训诲。
And all the islands, all the isles is waiting for his teaching.
这句话告诉我们，他有一个传扬，把他传开的。一个心愿。
So you can see his desire to proclaim, to spread the gospel.
好，那么从这四句话呢，我们来稍微分析一下。
So out of these four words, verses, let's see what we see.
在这四节当中，我们看到一个仆人的形象特征。
So over here, we can see the character of the servant.
第一哈，他知晓真理或是公理，传扬真理公理，还有实践真理公理的人。
So that's he knows the truth, he proclaimed, he practiced the truth.
我们中文常常讲一句话，道理，讲道理。
So in Chinese, we talk about we just according, we do a reasoning.
这句话我们用习惯说你讲讲道理好不好？
So we are talking about logical, so that we say, hey, are you a logic?
但是道理这个字呢，我们中国这个道字哈。
So in the Chinese words, the logic.
我们就单单看这两个的道中是有理的。
So because the truth has a logic in it.
所以在我们中国的观里面，道有它的理，有它的真理存在。
So in Chinese words, saying that the truth is using the words of logic.
那我们中国人常常讲要以身作则，对不对？
So the people saying that we set example, lead by example.
还有王阳明很熟悉的知行合一的学说。
And also, there's a knowing and the doing go hand in hand.
那下面一句话呢，国内来人都很知道是谁讲的哈。实践是体验真理的唯一标准。
So the people from China, they probably know this saying that the practice is only the standard for experiencing the truth.
好，这句话讲的是非常 我非常阿们这句话。
And I already agree to this statement.
虽然我不阿们这个人。
Even though I'm not agree with this person.
但是你们 到后面看到为什么光光有道理不还不够。
So that later on you will see this not only to know the truth.
所以 我想我们在执事会常常开会做决定。
So like in the deacon board, we make decisions.
上帝给我们一个机会来学习实践。Sound judgment, 一个很正完善的判断还有真理来执行。
So God gave an opportunity to practice how to make a judgment.
所以我们借着操练实践真理公义来体现天国的治理。
So that we can practice and execute the truth to reflect in the kingdom.
这是一个很好的要感恩的事情。
And this is really a thankful to her.
因为神给我们这个机会来学习怎么样做一个仆人。
So that we can learn how to be a servant.
好，所以道中是有理的。
So because in the truth there's a logic.
但是第二个好，不张扬，不喧闹，不邀功，不追求自我名声。
And does not publicize, make a racket, and take a credit or seek fame.
这就讲到一个仆人的道德。
And it talk about the moral of a servant.
所以中国从这个道字怎么样？道中有德。
So in the Chinese words, in this words, is not only the truth has a moral in it too.
好，圣经也告诉我们，右手做的不要让左手知道，就是不要自己夸自己。
So in the Bible also tell you that don't let your left hand know what your right hand does. That means you don't proclaim, lift up yourself.
那约翰福音耶稣讲很清楚，好，真正的义人不求自己得荣耀，而求上帝得荣耀。
And in the book of John also, it says, seek not ye own glory, but God's glory.
好，那保罗也劝诫我们要从内心怎么样，安静的，像是对着主做，不管人怎么看你，心里对着主来做。
So in Paul also encourages us to quietly serve the Lord from the heart.
所以这是一个仆人的形象。
So that is the image of a servant.
不但他明白能够实践道理，他从心里也不自求自己的名誉。
So that he is not only true to carry out the truth, but also he is not seeking fame or glory to himself.
我们知道很多信仰都非常强调要做要积功德哈。
So you know a lot of religion want to emphasize on to do good things.
所以在一个庙前会有所谓的谁奉献多少钱啊，把名字啊、金额啊都写得清清楚楚。
So there's some temples out there that they are in China. They put in the who donated how much.
好，然后所谓的烫金功德簿上记载谁有什么功德，奉献多少钱，还是烫金的哈。
So they have this gold filled book and try to record all the people who how much they offered.
但是在基督教的里面
，But in Christian，
个人的奉献都是隐私的。
But all this offering from everyone is confidential.
我们不特别张扬哪个人奉献了多少，或哪个人奉献的多，或哪个人奉献的少。
Then we don't even know, we don't even publicize who offered how much.
对，我很喜欢有一个弟兄，有一次我看到他说主之名。
So over here, that I saw the one time that that somebody saying that God only God knows.
好，主知道我的名字，我不用去张扬。
So that God knows our name.
所以基督教在 这点上跟很多的信仰是不一样的。
So that's why one of the Christians, we are very different than a religion.
好，那另外我们看到一个仆人的形象的特性呢，不灰心，不丧胆，直到使命完成。
And also another character is that the God's servant that we do not does not discourage or lose heart until the task or mission is accomplished.
那这就是我们中文所谓的道义哈。
So this is in Chinese we say that the 道义
道中有义。
So there is a
right way of doing things.
The right way doing the truth.
好，什么是道义呢？
So what is the 道义？
就是你答应别人的事情怎么样？
That's when you do things.
你会去做到。
Then you keep your promise.
对。所以耶稣怎么样完成了神交付给他的使命，他执行了这个道中的义。
So Jesus has accomplished that what he was come down to the earth for.
我想我用中国的字跟你们讲，可能你们比较能够 connect。
So that's in the Chinese, she's using the Chinese words, the beauty of Chinese words.
所以我们知道道理，道是有理的，道是有德的，道也是有义的。
So for the truth, they consist of one of the characters, the logic. Another character is the right way, and has a what's it? 中间那个
道德 virtue
and moral and virtue。
好，那第五呢？这个仆人形象特性对传播上帝训诲到世界各处有热切的负担。
And also the another character is the zeal the zealous for spreading the gospel words to preset。
这就是我用中国的道路来解释。
So that's in the that's the truth has a way。
呀，神要我们他的道理有一条路可以出去可以走。
So the God gave a truth and it also shows the way.
所以这条路是正路，我们要把这条路走出来给别人看。
So this is the truth, it has the path then to show people the way to everlasting life.
好，所以神的道路，通到天国的道路，我们要去传扬出来。
So we need to proclaim the path then to lead people to heaven.
所以以赛亚书42章1到4节很清楚地描绘一个仆人的形象。
So that in the Isaiah also talk about the character of a servant.
好，那么我们看看哈，刚刚这个两个颠倒了哈，对人群有强大的同理心跟怜悯。
So they possess a great empathy and sympathy for people.
这也是服侍人的一条路。
So this is the way that we serve others.
好像耶稣他怜悯众人，好像没有牧人一般。
And he has compassion for people who has no without shepherd.
那我们怎么样？我们要关爱人群，直到他们每一个人都找到他们灵魂的牧人。
So we need to care for those people that are so until they find the shepherd.
这就是传福音的热忱。
And it is what the zealous for.
这也是帮助人的这个路程。
So that is the way to show people about the gospel.
不管我们做的多少。
Doesn't matter what we've done.
我们没有办法满足每个人的需要。
We cannot fulfill every needs for people.
但是当他们找到耶稣，找到他们的牧人的时候，
But once they found the shepherd,
他们的灵魂有了一个归宿。
And their spirit, that their heart, they got a.
他们有位大能的上帝做他们的帮助。
They have all this. They have a mighty God to be their help.
好，所以要把这个信息传扬出去。
So we need to spread the gospel out.
所以。以赛亚书四十二章就把一个仆人的形象的特性告诉我们。
So that's why the book of Isaiah to give out the character of the servant.
所以我们要很感恩上帝给我们学习做仆人的这个机会。
So that we really have a grateful heart for us to have this opportunity to serve.
因为做仆人就是耶稣最大的一个形象。
And because to be a servant, it manifests the image of Jesus.
当我们做仆人的时候，我们就怎么样？我们就越来越像主耶稣。
So as we serve, we'll be more like Jesus.
好，第一个是感恩，有学像做耶稣的仆人。
So the first one is thanks, with a thankful to be for the mission and the gift for God.
第二个呢，我们做仆人要感激有被上帝呼召的使命跟恩赐。
So the second that we have, we are gratefully for God to call us to serve Him.
好，有一个人这么说哈，倘若没有意向，我们就没有目的而活；没有目的，起床就没有意义，不如卷起身来看日间电视。
So somebody said that if you have no vision, you're living without purpose, and without purpose, there's no point to getting out of the bed. You might as well just crawl up.And watch daytime TV.
我们当中是不是很多人很无聊的时候就是看那个连续剧哈？
So do we have a lot of people who has nothing much better to do than watching the soap opera?
好，那另外一个中国人，美国很有名的一个领导学的基督徒叫做 John Maxwell， 就是约翰麦克斯韦尔。
So there's a Christian leader John Maxwell. He said.
他说，知道人生目的带给你稳定性。
And knowing your purpose in life gives you stability.
这句话说的是不是很对
？Is that correct？
我们没有目的的话，我们就好像飘摇不定。
So even without purpose, then we are just drifting left and right.
好，另外刚刚那个同样的 The Ferguson 他说，若你没有想成为什么人，想拥有什么，或想在生命中成就什么的意识，那么只保证两件事情：第一，摇摆的人品；和第二，没有目的的颠簸旅程。
So also he's also saying that not having a sense of a type of a person you want to be become and what you want to have and or given a thought that what you want to accomplish in life guarantee two things wavering characters and a bumpy rise to destination where
nowhere
the destination to nowhere
好，就是盲目无所适从的意思哈。
That is you're getting nowhere.
那我们基督徒非常晓得我们的使命是什么。
So our Christian, as a Christian, we know what's our purpose.
我们的目的就是认识并且侍奉基督，也使他 被世人认识和侍奉。
So our mission is to know and to serve Christ and to make him known to be served.
我们要抓住这一点，紧紧抓住这点，我们人生的目的跟目标。
So we need to grasp that's a set our purpose and goal in our life.
好，那么什么是恩赐呢？
So what is a gift?
我非常简单的讲哈，在希腊文里面有两个字哈。
So there's a two words in the Greek that talk about the gift.
第一个就是 pneuma, pneuma 就是气息的意思。
So the first one is pneuma,
pneumaticus.
Okay, pneumaticus, that is the breath.
它就是属灵的事。
That's a spiritual thing.
或是关于灵的事情。
Or concerning spiritual.
换句话说，他说这个属灵的恩赐是从圣灵而来的。
So they say the oldest gift is from the spirit.
好，那另外一个字是 charisma。
And the other one is a charisma.
Charisma 这次就是恩典的赐予。
So that means it's the giving of grace.
换句话说，神给你的恩赐，给你一个能力，是出于他的恩典。
So that God gives you His grace based on His grace.
所以基本上两个基本的意思，第一，它是一个属灵的事情，是圣灵给的；第二个，它是神给你的特别恩典。
So for the gift means one is that is the things given by God and God's grace.
根据圣经所说，我们每一个人都被赋予一个恩赐，都有一些恩赐。
So every Christian, we have a gift.
好，所以它基本上就是赐给基督身体里的肢体一种特别侍奉的能力。
So that the spiritual gift can be defined as very simple that he is a gift, the grace gift that they give it to a people.
好的，那么这就是哥林多前书十二章讲的，好，教会里面神赋给每一个人都有一些恩赐。
So according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, that God has given all the Christians a gift.
每一个会众，每一个肢体都是重要的。
And every member is very important in the body.
而且都是需要的。
And it's needed.
而且都是尊贵的。
And they're all honorable.
而且互相要照顾。
And they need to care for each other.
好，所以上帝给每一位都有特一些恩赐。
So God give us everyone has a gift.
为了众人的益处。
Is for the church.
那第二个概念呢？
And the second another concept.
就是除了圣灵把属灵的恩赐借着恩典赐给人之外。
So that is for God not only give us the gift through His grace.
第二个就是他赐给教会属灵的恩赐，就是一些特别得到装备的人，让他们来建立教会，叫教会成长。
But also God gave the gift to equip people so the church can grow.
好，那这些人是谁呢？
Now who are those people?
好比使徒。
So apostles.
先知。
Prophets.
好，布道者。
Evangelist.
牧师跟教师。
Pastor and teachers.
这是上帝特别赐给教会有恩赐的人。
So that's the gift that God gave to particular people.
来帮教会成长。
And to grow church.
好，帮信徒，来装备信徒。
And to equip the saints.
好，那我们非常感谢神，神呼召我们出来做他的仆人，也把恩赐跟使命赐给我们。
So we thank the Lord that He called us and give us the gift and also give us a mission.
好，那么第三，我们除了感恩跟感激以外，我们要感谢，感谢有弟兄姐妹的同工跟支持，仆人不孤单。
So we are not only grateful, but also we thankful for the support of from the brothers and sisters, so that we are not be alone.
一起去完成大使命。
So we are all carry out the Great Commission.
我们知道耶稣有同工。
And we know Jesus has co-workers.
保罗有许多同工。
And Paul has co-workers.
我们在教会服事也需要有同工。
And so do we in church.
但是我跟大家要这边特别讲明一个观念。
But this is one concept we need to be clear.
执事们是代表会众来服事上帝。
So deacons and deaconess is to represent the church, everyone to serve God.
他不是代替会众来服侍上帝。
He is not to serve in your place.
他不是代替你服侍哈。
He is not to do your work.
他是代表你服侍。
But he is representing you.
所以代表你表示什么？你必须支持他们。
So what that means to represent means that you need to support, do your work.
是你们推举出来的人。
That because you elect them.
所以当假如执事需要你的帮忙，请你加入他那组别的服事的时候。
So when he needs your help, I'd like to ask you to be at their committee.
希望你的回答是正面的。
I hope that you always agree to willing to help.
好，那这就是第一个呢，就是从以赛亚书四十二章，我们看到一个仆人的特征还有形象。
So that's the first area that I found the book of Isaiah to see what the character.
那第二个我非常想跟大家提醒的，就是我们要保持一个正确的心态。
And the second one is that we need to maintain the right man size.
我们一直要不断地记得。
Yeah, we have to remember.
耶稣是主人。
And Jesus is the master.
我们是仆人这个主仆的关系。
Now we are servant. That's a master and servant's relationship.
不要把这关系给颠倒了。
Do not turn the relationship around.
好，路加福音十七章有一段话讲得很有意思。
And that's a very interesting in the book of Luke chapter 17.
他说：“你们谁有仆人耕地或是牧羊从田里回来，就对他说：‘你快来坐下吃饭呢。’”
But which one you have say to your servant who plowing and feeding the cattle and to then when they come home and ask him to sit down to eat.
这个仆人说哈，你会对他说，你给我这个人从田间放了一天的羊回来，累死了。他还说，你给我预备晚饭，束上带子伺候我，我吃完饭你才可以吃。
But the master typically they tell this servant they say hey.When you come back, even you are tired, but you need to prepare my dinner and serve me. And then after I'm done, then you can start to eat and drink.
这个这是我们中国以前大家都有这个都知道这个习惯哈。
So probably a lot of people from China, we know this is what we do.
主任不会跟仆人说请上座，东西都给你准备好了，你坐下来吃。
And the master will never ask the servant come back from the field and ask him to sit down and to serve him the dinner.
仆人照所吩咐的去做，主人还谢谢他吗
？And if the for the servant to follow to serve the master do not even give a thanks.
这样，你们做完一切所吩咐的，只当说我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应该做的。
So likewise, when you shall have done all these things and which are commanded to you, and said, "We are unprofitable servant," you have done the which we are out.Was our duty to do.
耶稣曾经说过一句非常清楚的话。
And Jesus also made one statement before.
他说仆人不能大于主人。
And the servant cannot be higher than the master.
学生不能高过老师。
And student cannot be higher than the teacher.
所以服侍神的人绝对不可忘记与基督的主仆关系。
So that as we serve God, we know that Jesus is the master.
耶稣讲这句话的用意也是告诉我们做仆人的要忠心要尽责。
So at the same time, Jesus try to tell us that be a servant, we need to be a faithful.
好，那耶稣这边告诉我们，好，凡劳苦担重的人可以到我这来，我就使你们得安息。
And in book of Mark, come unto me, all ye labor and have the laden, and I'll give you rest.
我心里柔和谦卑。
And for I am meek.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
Then take my yoke upon you.
这样你们的心里就必得享安息。
Then you shall find rest upon your soul.
假如刚刚所谓的那个仆人，他不柔和谦卑，他没有照主人的话去做。
So if the servant we mentioned earlier, if he is not as meek to follow the order from the master,
他使主人没饭吃，他结果自己也没饭吃。
So if he made it, he, and if the master doesn't have a meal to eat, then he himself won't have anything to eat either.
这就是为什么我读到马太福音第五章讲到八福的时候。
So that's what I feel that in the book of Matthew chapter 5.
他说谦卑的人必承受地土。
He said the one who is meek will inherit the land.
什么意思呢？
Now what's that mean?
就是谦卑的人能够享受好处。
Because the meekness, that the people who are meek, that will inherit the good things.
耶稣说我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
And Jesus said that my yoke is light and is easy.
好，那么这边有一幅图画。
So over here is a picture.
我希望大家稍微看一下，好，用心看这个图画。
Take a closer look about this picture here.
我在台湾的乡下长大。
I grew up in the urban area in Taiwan.
常常看到这个牛在犁这个水田的时候呢，都是一匹牛，然后一个轭套在它的身上，然后农夫就赶它。
So in Taiwan, we just see the one buffalo that they were plowing the field, and the farmers on the back.
但是在以色列呢，耕田的牛呢是两个或三个绑在同一个轭上的。
So, but in Israel, there are two buffaloes, two cows that they are carrying the yoke.
所以这两个人必须同步而行。
So they have to walk walk in the same pace.
假如一个往这边走，一个往那边走，这就是阿摩斯说，两个如果不同心，岂能同行呢？
So that is if the one ox go in one direction, the other one other, then it's just like a book of Amos. They say that hey, if there's two people who are has two paths, how can they walk together?
好，那就是说我的轭是容易的。
Jesus, my yoke is easy.
耶稣。假如耶稣担的是其中一个轭，他是其中一头牛。
So if Jesus is one of the ox,
然后你是另外一头牛。
Let's say if you are the other ox,
你跟他套在同一个轭上。
When you are the same yoke, on the same yoke with Jesus,
你随着他的方向走。
And you follow his path,
随着他的步调走。
Follow his step,
是不是很轻省？
Is that will be a shared work? It is much lighter.
是不是？
Is that true?
所以我们要知道，耶稣说我的轭是容易的，他愿意跟你同负一轭。
So like Jesus says, he said, my yoke is easy, is light. So he wants us to walk with him.
所以当我们跟耶稣走的时候，我们担子是轻省的，我们的轭是容易的。
So as we walk with Jesus, and then our yoke is easy and light.
所以我也这边希望我们教会服侍神的人。
So as we serve the Lord,
不要觉得你被选上担任一个执事了哈，哇！这个担子好重哦。
So don't like that once you're being appointed as a deacon and or somebody to serve, you say, oh man, this is a lot of a workload.
首先，弟兄姐妹会帮忙你。
First of all, you need to know that the brother and sister will help.
其次，执事们之间会彼此同工。
And secondly, all the other deacons will coordinate and help.
第三，我们绝对要记得，耶稣跟我们担同样的轭，我们只要顺着他小行的话，是非常轻省的。
So thirdly, we need to know the will, the vision from God, from Jesus, that He is willing, He is carrying the yoke with us.
当执事们可以同心的时候
，When all the deacons they are all in one heart,
这个工作就非常的简单。
And the work, the task become easy.
上一次郑牧师来的时候
So like last week Pastor Joseph Chan was here
他说通常做牧师师母的担子都很重
So they said the pastor and his wife usually have a lot of workload
但是我当时从心里面真心的说出一句话
But I just really have one comment out of my heart
我说我在这个教会服侍觉得担子非常轻省
So I feel that I'm serving in this church that my yoke is pretty light
因为我们有很好的同工
Because we have a good co-workers
确实哈在过去两年在执事会里面我发现我们的同工真是好
So that I can really tell from my heart that for the past 2 years we work very well in the deacon board
所以我一点不觉得自己的担子很重
So I just don't feel that I'm so much overburdened
而且在祷告会我们把大事小事都带到神的面前来
And every prayer meeting we leave to God all the big and the minor event as tasks
所以我们把重担交给神的时候
As we lay our burden to God
我们的担子很轻省
And our burden is pretty that lifted up.
我们就等上帝来回应我们的祷告。
And we just watch for see God's answer our prayer.
等他来供应我们。
And for Him to provide.
所以非常感谢神。
I really thank the Lord.
所以当我们明白神的话语的时候，我们担子真的很轻省。
But once we know God's words, then our load is light.
好，刚刚讲到那个仆人要听主人的话。
And earlier we mentioned that the servant need to listen to the master.
有人会说，哎呀，这个仆人好可怜哦。
So the people say, wow, this is really pitiful for the servant.
你会觉得这个仆人很可怜
？Do you feel the servant is that pitiful？
不敢点头是吧
？Is you afraid to acknowledge？
好，我给大家看看仆人有奖赏的哦。
But we can see that there's a reward for the servant。
好，我觉得我们做神的仆人最大的报偿是成为效法基督的人。
So that the best reward we have is we are the follower of Jesus.
有机会学习他的样式。
And we have the opportunity to learn from him.
我们的目标在于效法基督。
And we have a goal to become like Jesus.
生命被他得着。
And for our life to be changed by him.
然后他会说良善忠心的仆人。
And then Jesus will say, you are a faithful servant.
进来享受主人的快乐。
Come enjoy the happiness of the master.
你有没有想过啊
？Have you think about it?
假如你有一个朋友
，If you have a friend,
是一个世界上最好最好的人
，And he is the best person.
你最羡慕的一个人
，And you are just admired the most.
这个人愿意做你永远的朋友。
And he want to be your friend forever.
你会多快乐。
Man, how happy that you will.
我常常想，耶稣是我的朋友。
So I have to realize Jesus is our friend.
有一天到天上跟他面对面，跟上帝在一起的时候。
And one day when I get onto heaven, I can face to face with Jesus.
我觉得我会好快乐，好快乐。
Then I know that I'll be so happy and satisfied.
我很期待那一天。
And I really expect that, looking forward to that day.
我非常期待那一天。
And I really looking forward to that day.
我们在地上是有一些很好的朋友。
Yes, we do have some friends in this world.
但是当我想到跟耶稣做永远的朋友，跟他在一起的时候，哇，那个快乐不可言喻。
So that I cannot even use words to describe how joyful that I will be once I see the Lord as a friend.
有一天我们真的可以享受这个主人的快乐。
So that one day that we can enjoy his happiness with us.
当然除了这个 mansion 以外，除了我们住的大厦以外，这个是最好的了。
So that besides, as a,
他为我们预备住处。
So not as a promise in the Bible that there was a mansion prepared for us, but to enjoy the joy of the Master. Is the even a greater reward.
好，那最后有些叮咛哈。
So at the end, there's to remember.
好，做耶稣的朋友，我们要牢记三件要素。
So there's three things you need to take away.
第一就是生命要与耶稣时时连接在一起。
So that the first one is to connect your life with Christ.
这个要靠着我们的灵修。
And that is for through your devotion.
你知道灵修跟领袖在汉语拼音一样是同样的打法。
So in Chinese pronunciation, the devotion and the leader is the same pronunciation.
灵修跟领袖。
So that's the devotion and the leader.
这提醒我们什么呢？
Then what does that remind us?
作为一个领袖，作为一个服侍众人呢，你必须要领袖。
To lead is based on your devotion.
为什么要灵修？
Now why do you need to have a devotion?
因为在灵修的时候，我们的生命被调整。
So that because every time when you go to the Lord for devotion, then you readjust your heart.
圣灵要结出的果子可以在我们身上结出来。
And the Holy Spirit will bear fruit in our life.
好像仁爱。
For example, like kindness.
Love.
And love.
喜乐。
And joy.
和平。
Peace.
忍耐。
Endurance.
恩慈。
And grace.
温柔。
And meekness.
节制。
And self-control.
信实。
And faithfulness.
哇。当我们灵修的时候，圣灵要在我们上结出他的果子的时候，跟人家同工起来是多么美好的一件事。
So as we go through our devotion, God's holy the fruit of the Spirit will grow in us as we can co-work with other Christians.
但是当我们不灵修的时候
，But however, if we skip our devotion,
非常明确的一件事是我们的自我还是非常大。
Then you can very evident is that yourself is self ego is really strong.
我们的自我没有被神的话语来调整的时候
，When our ego has not been adjusted by God,
我们的品性没有被神的话来更新的时候
，And our life has not been converted by the Holy Spirit.
我们的情绪不懂得被圣灵来管理的时候
，When we do not allow our God to control our emotion.
我们跟人同工就有很多的摩擦。
So then you will be have a lot of a conflict as you work with others.
而参与服事呢，就不是一件喜乐跟快乐的事情。
And then there will be no longer a joyful thing to just serving the Lord.
所以要服事神，要参与事工，一定要灵修。
So in order to serve to the church, then you have to have your devotion.
耶稣说好，离了我，你们什么都不能做。
And Jesus said, without me, then there's nothing you can be done.
但是保罗说，靠着加给我力量的，凡事都能行。
But Paul said, I can do everything through whom he will give me the strength.
因为我们的生命经过被神调整。
Because Jesus has changed our life.
他给我们一个内在的力量来做出一些不可能做的事情。
He gives us the strength inside so that we can do the things that we otherwise cannot do.
那我最初还是要提醒大家要学习耶稣做仆人的样式，心里柔和谦卑。
So the last one is we need to have the meekness to and humble to serve others.
然后我们愿意服侍众人，等候上帝他自己亲自的奖赏。
So that we serve others, then we have a heart for God to reward us from the Lord directly.
好，我们来做一个祷告。
So shall we closing prayer?
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你借着以赛亚书告诉我们一个仆人的形象。
Lord, we thank you that through the book of Isaiah to give us the image of a servant.
也借着耶稣自己的实践，让我们体会到这是可行的。
And through the example of Jesus that really put this image into practice.
而根据你其他对仆人的教导。
And through your teaching.
让我们知道怎么样做一个服侍你、服侍众人的人。
Then we know how to serve you and serve others.
求主把这些话都能够逐渐地落实在我们的生命当中。
We pray that God will put all these things in our life and to put into practice.
当我们生命被塑造、被改变的时候。
As our life has been changed and converted.
我们里面有说不出的喜乐。
Then we have a joyful heart in us.
因为我们已经突破了自我。
Because to, so we can overcome ourselves.
进入到与基督的生命联合的状态。
And into the unity with the Holy Spirit.
逐渐体验到信仰的真实。
And we start to sense what is really our faith is.
求主祝福我们的教会。
We pray that God has continued to bless the church.
让我们每一个服侍你的人。
So everyone to serve you.
有一个明显的标杆可以朝向。
We have a clear goal that we can strive for.
也清楚明白自己的恩赐跟使命。
And to know our gift and our mission.
使我们每个人都能在教会里成长。
So that everyone can serve and grow.
蒙你的喜悦。
And to be pleased to you.
我们这样祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.